with the hum at the beginning. Jesus. Go from there. Friday night, and it is red wine and tequila night.
Oh, tequila.
Well, for me, not you.
Perfect. I'm like, oh, no.
I am here with... You were literally one of, like, first 10 people I ever asked to do this. And I think it was purely based on the fact that, like, I hadn't seen you in a long time, and, like, I showed up at the bar, and you were here.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Like, and I know I talked to you about it. Gina O'Shaughnessy Phillips.
I don't usually hyphenate, only on Facebook, but...
Really? What do you go by?
Just Gina Phillips.
Okay, that's what I... Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why do you do that? What the fuck is going on?
Because...
Jesus, all right.
Because when you have all the high school people that you may or may not want to get back in touch with know me as my... original last name.
I did not...
like everybody from Glenwood before I was
married.
Get in
there a little bit more. Sorry.
Ooh, get right in there. let's get to business.
Why does everybody...
Because it's really weird and uncomfortable.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said you were nervous, and I'm nervous.
Yeah,
like,
it's a little
I
weird.
Think you're really awesome. Like, we've never really talked, and... Like, here's what's weird. We've spent hundreds of hours in the same room together, and we've never really chopped it up. That's what I think is going to be fun about this.
True story.
All right. Before we start... We got a couple things to do. We're going to do Roxy stories. We have to. That's the room we're talking about.
Right.
The old Club Serrano, Franck, everybody over there. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the stuff you're into right now. GinaPhillips.net. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
GinaPhillips.net. I've got some audience questions for you. And I have another weird little article I kind of want to go over with you. If I don't forget by the time I get... buzzed out and this becomes
too many tequilas
completely and unlistenable.
It'll be perfect. It'll be just like the old days. I can totally lead that conversation. It'll then be the Gina show.
There you go. Yeah.
Go from there with Gina Phillips. Now I'm the
there you go.
I'm the one running the show.
Hell yeah.
TJ's gonna have some tequila just like the old days.
Gina, I have a problem. Like, yeah, you do.
yeah, what's the problem?
maybe let's start a little bit with well, because I don't really know. I did some research. I have some questions about Reiki and all that kind of stuff. But, like, let's talk about what's going on right now. Like, from when I knew you last, which was years ago, I mean, single, you know, dating here and there. Mm-hmm. Like, the hot Roxy bartender. Like, everybody was after you. Mm. No? Come on.
I don't know. There were a lot of people that I would... rather have not been after me, so maybe I just quit paying attention.
Well, yeah, that's how it always goes. Yeah. It's like the amount of creepy is basically equivalent to the amount of sexy you are. If you're hot, there's no creepy. Hey, Gina.
Yeah, I've never been creepy, I don't think.
Not maybe. You. I mean, them.
Right.
Us. Yeah. Not at them. What a dick I am. Oh, those guys over there.
I mean, us. You were never creepy, TJ. Just for the record.
Oh, well.
Never creepy.
Ask around.
We'll see if I think of something though.
Okay. All right. But yeah, like what I'm gonna say 34-ish, 32-ish maybe
me?
Back then. Yeah. No, then. Where are you at now?
What?
How old are you?
My
now?
Age?
Yeah.
35.
Really?
What are you dating me at, like 40?
I really do.
You're like 35 then. Gina's been like 10 years. You're like 40 plus.
I apologize because I really was actually doing that.
No. 35 now. I was like 20 well, I was 23.
Maybe that's what it was.
23 when I started. And I was there for like 3.5 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll forget that. I apologize.
You weren't 21 yet. Yeah. Same old start. No, I'm kidding.
First time I ever stepped foot in that place was, I think I was 22 and it was with my mom.
That's awesome.
I don't know if it's awesome. My mom is awesome.
Your mom is awesome. I met her one time at the Bayou.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She was super awesome.
Yeah, I really freaked her out that night because it was karaoke, I think.
No? Yeah, and you said it's the first time she'd ever seen you.
Yeah, and she was like that.
And I was like, I've seen it. It's awesome. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Busted out a little, I think I went Fueled by Metallica for.
Metallica was a good standby.
Well, it's the one I can do. Like, I don't have an actual singing voice of my own, but I can do a pretty good impression of James Hetfield, so that's what I kind of go
And with. I've told that story a million times.
Really?
Just so you know.
What do you mean?
Because I was there that night.
What night?
The night that you had your Metallica coming out, because you were always in there.
Coming out.
Well, yeah.
The gay Metallica song.
You're the one saying it's gay. Right, I just said coming out with your mad talent that nobody knew about.
Well, I get yelled at for, like, because, you know, the questions I put on Facebook obviously are for this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody last couple times were like, you never answer. Like, you always ask us, but you never... interject. And I'm like, oh, you know what? You're right. I never thought about that. That's when I started thinking about Will saving my ass that one time, the karaoke thing. I forgot that there was my first.
It was your first night. Because I remember bartending, and it was a Thursday, so it was really slow.
And it's not a good story, but this dude.
No, it's an awesome story.
This dude and his girlfriend were there, and he was like kind of, you know, coming back and forth about, like, should I sing, should I not, you know? So I was like, dude, let's. He's like, I was like, I've never done it. Let's do Metallica and just see if we can, like, switch off. Maybe it won't be so weird, which was even more stupid and weird than actually doing it alone. And he completely pussed out. Right. He didn't sing at all. So I think the first couple, like, verses, or not verses, is it verses?
I don't know.
First couple bars were quiet. Nobody was singing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, like, looking at each other because I didn't want to sing. I was like.
Which I didn't see any of this because I was working. So I'm, like, right. bartending, music on, whatever things are going on.
We're a couple of homos, too, because we were, like, you know, like, let's say.
This is where the coming out really offends you.
We've kept in touch.
We have some questions for you, TJ.
Everybody does, apparently. Oh, speaking of that, did you see my nude selfie? That's my profile picture.
Wait, what?
Everybody's mad because I'm nude.
Who said you were? Why are you?
I don't know if I was completely nude, but like I got out of the shower and I had this.
How did you know you were nude?
Well, you can see my shoulders in the back. Like it's not just my head.
Oh, apparently I'm not a good enough Facebook stalker.
That's fine. But no, everybody's not happy about it. They're like, really?
Why?
Why did you do that? And I'm like, I had this awesome Hitler flip coming out of the bathroom.
Why do they care?
I don't know, but look.
What if you were naked? I just say you're naked.
I might have been.
Say I'm really stepping out, and this is what I'm doing.
Well, see, like, it's not even that big a deal. Like,
I don't think I ever would have noticed that that was naked shoulders.
Think about that. That's what I've always been going for right there. big boy hamburger hair.
Yeah, I don't really know if that. So, I don't really know if that should.
Whatever.
Be something you should go for.
Anybody that knows me on Facebook, like, I love when I get yelled at about something. Me and Rob already hashed this out, but I posted this thing that it was a video. You might have seen it. This girl was quitting her job with all these, like, giant flashcards. I don't know if you've seen that, but...
No, I don't think I saw that.
Anyway, so there's, like, 15... No, there's, like, 20 pictures of, like, my boss is a dick, I'm out of here, you know, like... And there's no audio to it, right? Well, then the boss shoots back, like, and just crushes her. Like, everything that she was talking about, he had, like, a 10 times more awful thing to smash back at her. Well, like... I share the thing and I go, ha ha, silly bitch. Because, like, you know, she's quitting her job and then she got smashed and returned, whatever.
Right. Okay.
How bad is that? Come to find out, she is an actress that is from around here.
It's 5 degrees of separation, TJ. Be careful.
But not in the whole world.
In the whole world.
Really?
Yes.
Whatever.
It's true.
Apparently. Because I got, like, super yelled at. They're like, she's like, the nicest girl ever, and she's just trying to make it, and it was just a silly project. I'm like, okay, then why are you yelling at me for making fun of a fictitious? Thank you. Character.
More tequila?
Shut up.
Yeah, I think you shouldn't care. I forgot what we were Maybe you about. Should just say, I thought she was a stupid bitch, and leave it at that. I mean, if you're going to be a stupid bitch in
public... Actually, I left it at, I need to contact her to do the show and talk about this, because how stupid would that be?
Why are you a stupid bitch? By TJ. I told you.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Yeah, guy didn't sing, so I picked it up and I found
out. Yeah, and so I'm bartending, and I'm like... All of a sudden, I hear this badass Metallica song. I like Metallica. I'm like, who is singing this? And I turn, and I remember turning around.
40-year-olds like Metallica.
Like, shut the fuck up. I am not 40. I'm 35. I was way before my time.
I feel really bad about that, but I'm going to call back to it a lot.
Seriously, yeah.
I feel bad.
And I turn around. I remember having, like, drinks in my hand, like, turned around, like, who is this? Or is it just a song playing? There you are, in your suit.
I wasn't totally dressed up, though, was I?
You were dressed up. You were the only guy I've ever seen dressed up in a suit. Singing Metallica. It was badass. And I'm Thank like, you. I remember my jaw dropping, like, holy shit, where did this come from? What?
Let me ask you something. Did I have a shot that night?
You know, I wasn't looking.
It's not what I asked.
No, because I wasn't, like, looking.
What's up, Gina? Yeah.
I could have improved your chances, definitely. Yeah. Like, maybe splash. I was like, whoa, there's TJ.
Never would have happened.
No, it was, pussy I was not, that was not looking.
So, yeah, that's
how I got married, because I was
looking. Oh, there you go.
Looking,
so that was back then. Now, I what was it, 2 years ago? How long have you been back?
2 years. Mm-hmm. Almost 2 years.
Stroll into local bar, and you're there. Mm-hmm. And, like, it was one of those things where, like, I've said this a lot on the show. Because of, like, stuff that's happened in the last 5 years, like, there are people, I've forgotten entire people.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because, like, you know.
No, I know. Yeah, you don't see
him. You don't see him.
You're like, oh, my God, where have you been?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened, and I know that I just started or was starting the show, and I'm like, you should totally do it. Like, and then we had this whole discussion on how to spell O'Shaughnessy, and yeah, it was just, I was drunk and I'm stupid, so. So, but, like, what was the gap? What happened in between?
In between what? In between the last time I saw you?
Yeah.
Well.
Why'd you leave?
Why did I leave? Danny and I got married. I think you know Danny. Danny Phillips.
I don't know.
He was like the.
You made him take your name?
Yeah. Totally. Why would I? No. His name is Phillips. My name is now Phillips.
Yours was O'Shaughnessy?
Yes.
Maiden? Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Huh. Ergo the hyphenation.
Got it.
Yeah, I was O'Shaughnessy, then I married Danny Phillips, and then my name turned to Gina Phillips.
Okay.
But Danny and I were friends for a lot of years, and my mom got cancer when I was 23, so I must have worked at the club when I was 22, probably. And she had cancer for 2 years, and she died when I was 25, while I was still at the club. And Danny was a really good friend of mine, and he... You know, you're 24 years old. Nobody wants to hang out and talk about a dying mother or, you know, nobody wants to talk about that. Danny was the friend that
did. What do you mean? Like, you had issues with that?
Or what? With everybody. Mm-hmm. I lost a lot of friends. Nobody wants to... You're 23, 24. Nobody wants to talk about death and they're...
Well, I understand that, but, like, support systems, like, no?
Frank and Bobby were awesome. They really were. And they were...
Oh, Bobby.
Yeah. They were awesome. They were really supportive. But nobody wants to sit with you when you cry. Nobody wants to hear about, oh my God, I just found out my mom, the la 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 is happening, or, you know, things are progressing like this. And Danny's dad had actually had cancer when he was in high school. And he survived, but Danny was the only person that understood. He understood. What? He understood what it was like to go through that, and he would sit with me, and I would get drunk, and I would cry, and... You know, be like, what the fuck is going on? Because I was really tight with my mom. And so he was the one that was there. He was one of the only people that was willing to sit in the same area with me and, like, want to even mention. Sucks. Well, you know, it's the people are 23 and 24 years old. Who wants to talk about that?
Well, I had a buddy, like, you know, I'm not going to bring him up because I always bring him up. But I did the show and, like, we... The reason we got together was because his best friend killed himself. And it's so weird because, like, I know everybody around him, but I had never met that guy. And he was saying the same thing, that people were doing the whole, like, you know, like, this is a little too much for us. Like, when you're feeling a little better, we'll come back around.
Yeah. But they don't know.
What the fuck is that?
No, I think it's...
That's what they did. I don't know.
No, that's the same thing, but I don't think that's why. I think people don't, and I even encounter, you know, now that I'm older or whatever... People don't know what to do when people are in a place like that never experienced something like that. Don't want to bother you. They don't know what to say, and they can't make it any better, which they can't.
What was the most asinine thing that, like, besides people just splitting, like somebody saying something like trying or whatever?
It was just more the silence. Like so anyway, let's And I'm like, did that just come out of my mouth? Did you hear what I said?
I think it's funny how people can't even have that thought of like, are we okay to, like, move on here? Because, like, I think I would try. I'd be like, this is terrible. And, like, kind of.
Yeah.
Is there anything else I can say here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I think it's less about what you say, and it's just the ability to be next to that person and sit with them when there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can say. You cannot make them feel better, but you can sit with them and sit there while they lose it.
No, I'm with you. To me, that's like an extension of, like, what we set off, Mike, about, like, you know, being around somebody that lets you just be you, you know, especially in that moment. Like, I don't know.
And it's hard. It's hard to be with somebody.
And I'm saying
like
this from a perspective of, like, I don't think I've ever helped anybody in that position. I don't think I've ever said anything poignant or profound or anything good. Probably an idiot every time.
I doubt that.
But I still find it really, like, to not even give it a little shot.
I don't think I think it's just that they don't know what to do, so their best effort is to move on and, like.
So how did that go for you guys actually getting together? Like.
Well, then Danny and I just got to be better friends because he eventually became the one person that I could call when it's like, okay, I got bad news and I'm going to go sit at Doc's and I'm probably going to get really drunk, and which, you know, didn't happen very often.
Need a ride.
But it was like, this is what I'm doing. And I would call him and he would sit with me and then I'd get drunk and then I'd end up crying and he would, you know, take me home. And he was a really good friend and he would.
Is he a cry creep like me?
No, he may have been. But I never thought he was. So. He was never creepy. He would just take it. I mean, I would get sloppy, and then he would just take me home, and like, and I always made it home safe, and I never drove, and you know, he just like watched out for me.
Yeah, I need to find somebody that'll evaluate me in that way.
You must sit at Doc's and cry. Try that. See what
happens.
No. see how that goes for you. It could happen.
No, the thing where like, never like a drunk like, you know, sloppy chick, you know. Nobody loves me. It's not that shit.
It's never attractive.
But if I have like a girlfriend or, you know, whatever you want to say, and something happens and they start crying and I start consoling them, like I can't help but get turned on by that.
I'm gonna have to ask Danny about that. Was I don't feel that I'm not making that up. Like at all, but it's possible that I was.
I've had sex with a lot of crying girls. Like
a crying creep, is that what you call it?
Cry creep, yeah.
I'm the crying creeper.
God,
it's a tactic. Everybody needs a tactic, okay? Apparently it's worked for you.
No. The thing is, I'm already in. Like, it's already been, like, whatever has already happened. But then, like, you know, bad news or whatever. Like, I can't, I'm like, just, you know, at arm's length. Like, just. No. I'm like patting them at arm's length, is what I meant. I really did. I put my hand on my bed.
Have a seat. Cry.
Again, people, bedroom. And now with the giant bed, it's actually within arm's reach. I think you should go, like, get super fucked up and then just bust in the room and be like, did you only want to fuck me because I was crying all the time?
Danny would be like, what?
He's like,
how much did you drink?
Sure.
I'd be like, wine, huh? It's funny, it all worked out. So
like Family Guy, like you're vertical just long enough to scream that out, and then you pass out forward.
And then I pass out. Or no, actually, I would sit on the couch and want to have a conversation, and then just fall asleep. It's been known to happen.
Just want to talk. Come talk.
I just want to talk, and then I get sleepy, and then I sleep. So
you think it was a good basis then? Like it worked out?
No, it was really good because we were friends, and again, I didn't even look at him like that.
Did you ever show once that you cared about him? He's doing a lot of caring for you.
No, I was just drunk and sloppy.
That's cool.
You know.
No, we're okay.
No, I did. We were just friends. I mean, that's what we just, like, yeah, he would bring his new girlfriend or whatever in the club, and I would talk shit.
Sneaky bastard.
Yeah, he's got game, that guy.
Apparently.
And so we were friends.
Got you pregnant. Yeah.
Twice. Yeah.
I apologize, sir. I know this is going very strangely, but
we'll bring you on to defend yourself.
Yeah. No, not defend. He's a personal hero.
Did
don't you get it?
Teach me your game. Crying girls.
Yeah.
That was good. Oh.
Yeah.
So it was a good foundation. It was really good.
Okay, so then what were you guys doing in the meantime? Just working? Being married?
Yeah, we moved to North Idaho, which is where he's from.
Okay.
Way up north by Canada.
How the fuck is it Friday night and you're here and two people care? I'm shocked by that.
More people should care.
More people have cared. I thought this was going to be a big deal.
I don't. Nobody knows me anymore.
Maybe that's what it is.
That's true.
You need to put your face on Facebook. Is that a problem? You get creepers?
I don't take very good pictures. How about that? No, it's true. No, really, it's true. If somebody's going to look like a jackass in a picture, it's me. I swear.
What are you talking about?
No, I swear. The worst pictures ever. No, it's true.
Whatever.
My daughter tries, and it doesn't. Seriously.
That's a good one. Like,
no, it's the worst.
You're going to hate it. Uh-huh. I'm keeping it, though. I won't post it anywhere. Or will I?
Well, I don't really care. If
actually, pose for one because I tried to be like candid right there. Just
I can't. I don't know. See, like I get all like, oh god.
I like that one. Yeah.
All right.
That's cool.
Yeah, sorry. Worst picture taker.
Yeah, we're just all over the place. I apologize. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, I'm like. Yeah, it's not good. Like, I'm the one person that has all the cute friends that are like, ooh, we're really good at taking pictures. And I'm like the one with all the teeth and like, ah, with the dumb face on.
That's funny. I hate people taking my picture. Like, yeah, everybody's like, it's a terrible you have a mental illness with all the selfie pictures you take. And I'm like, I don't like people taking my picture. Mm. And there's no one to take it.
Yeah. And I'm not good at selfies.
This room is very empty.
I'm not good at selfies. Mm.
You think that, okay. No, then you're not narcissistic because you don't know.
I have no idea. I like a hand in my.
You don't land on a thing where you're like, yeah, that looks good.
No, I
like,
have people that like show me like, you know, face up, all the big. I don't know. I can't.
That's
do,
voodoo.
I end up looking like really weird and creepy.
Here, do it. Do
the selfie.
I'm going to take it, but do the selfie pose.
No,
like, even put your arm out.
No. Do it. No, it'd be like. No,
put your arm out. Like you're holding the phone.
But wait, it'd be like this. That's literally what it looks like. And I'm like, how do I get my hand out of there? It doesn't happen. Yeah, I'm not good at it.
That's actually funny. I like
yeah,
that.
It's does it. Yeah. So no selfies for me. Yeah, it's not good. So no pictures.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's literally what it looks like. And I'm like, how the crap do you get your hand out of the way?
What are you doing? You're like putting both. You're like, yeah.
Well, that's what I do. Like, because that's what the girls do. They like face up. Like,
they don't
you know,
put. They don't pick up the other hand.
They no like. Somehow, I don't know. Somehow it all happens and it's just out of control. Yeah, no selfie, me. That's why I don't have selfies.
You guys are just out there being normal people, regular people.
Mm-hmm, we started a business, had a dog sled kennel. We had like 60 dogs.
Brings that around.
Mm-hmm.
Because you now are at Krablunik.
Krablunik.
I thought that thing was fucking shut down.
Mm-mm.
What happened? Nah, never mind. I don't want to get into
it. Yeah, but
I don't care about dogs, yeah. So whatever.
What?
Mistreat them. I don't give a shit. Don't feed them. Leave them out there.
It's not true. It's
I know
not
it's
true.
Not true. It can't be. Like, it's so
yeah,
stupid.
Yeah, because why would I be there?
No, but like, a dog can't pull a sled if you don't feed him. And they're still pulling sleds.
Right.
I don't know why I'm yelling. Sorry.
Get y'all worked
I'm
up.
I'm also, I have like allergies or something. Jesus. So what?
Are you trying to have a reverse game? Like, you're going to start crying? Oh, tricky.
Yeah, that's nice. And then you take a shitty picture of me.
Right. Well, eventually, yeah, I could be in charge of this shit. So it's
you will be. We're about the halfway point. What brought you back here?
Well, we went from Idaho to... Idaho was a great place, but I've lived in Colorado always, and I thought everywhere was like Colorado. Apparently, it's not. Colorado's a special
you love it?
Place. I love Colorado. Yeah. Good. So we came back. We moved to Southwest Colorado. Where we could have our dogs. And then, I don't know. We just, Glenwood's a good place for us. We've missed it the whole time we've been gone.
Yeah.
So.
It's weird.
Actually, I got evacuated because of a fire. Came up here, stayed with friends for 2 weeks. Danny was in Hawaii doing business stuff. And I called him and was like, we're moving back.
Okay. I think that's how it kind of works. It's like, mm-hmm. I'm going to come visit. Like, I don't want
to
leave.
Yeah, I kind of had to. And then I was like, all our friends are here and. It's a good place for us.
So, 2 years been back.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, you're how long married?
We've been together 10 years and married almost 9. Or 2 years ago, we were
or whatever
7 years married. Yeah.
More wine.
Or maybe I shouldn't figure out how long. I mean, like, after, like, 7 years.
I don't want
you
to get drunk. But that's a very cheap red. You're not drinking.
You just kind of lose track.
No, I imagine.
Yeah. So, yeah, we were together 8 years when we moved back.
And then you did the bartending gig. What does he do here?
He used to do... He worked always worked for Pacific Sheet Metal.
Oh, okay.
He's worked for them for, like, 15 years.
Oh, right. Off and on. Let's talk about the website and, like, what... How long have you been into this whole, like, spiritualistic, you know, kind of mind, body, soul stuff? I know I'm being very vague and very ignorant, and it's because I'm stupid.
No.
I've tried to, like make inroads in this world, and I guess it's just, like, I don't feel it, so it's hard for me to, like, understand any of it.
You don't feel
But
it.
I'm not going to stop. like why people get into like Reiki and because it just it doesn't click to me, you know. Where did you even start with that?
Well, I started, you know, kind of getting into, well, always. I've always
heroin.
Yeah, that's how I recover.
I love you. You're I'm okay. Sorry. You were super nervous about doing this, but you do all the perfect like cues. Like I say some dumb shit, and you just breathe heavy into the mic. You're like, fucking ass.
Heroin.
Yes, heroin. You're awesome at this.
Yeah, it could be the TJ and Gina show. Or no, let's change it. Gina
just
and TJ.
Just have your own.
Gina and TJ show. No, you do all the technical stuff that I don't know anything about.
You're
and
taking
I just,
my show?
I just be super funny and charming and get people to call in because...
This is bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I need to stop interrupting
like,
you and actually
I don't know,
talk to you.
Like 10 years ago, or, you know, always... That's kind of how my mom was, and I think my mom passing away was a big catalyst for that. Was you know it was major, it was huge.
Were you using that to like, for like coping mechanisms?
No, it's just kind of it's the kind of the way things work, and it started coming my way, and I started learning more about it and getting more involved, and it's just kind of, to me it's a way that makes sense, and it's the way life works, and it's energy and the rhythm of life.
As far as like your daily routine, like how much of this, like is there like rituals or like
yeah, I'm like zen most of the time and I meditate a lot.
I'm serious.
Could float once in a while, I don't know. No, I'm kidding. I wish while I'm yelling at my kids. No, it's just like,
I said center.
I said you're fucking with my chi. Stop it. Breathe. No, it's just kind of it's just a kind of synchronicity and the way life works and how things happen. And ironically, so here's kind of an example of, so since I've been back to Glenwood, I haven't done much with Reiki. I started in, you know, a few, like 4 years ago in Southwest Colorado. It's a really open spiritual community down there. People
can
are
you
really
like,
open with things.
And I know it's not an easy explanation, but can you explain like when somebody goes, what's Reiki? What do you say to them?
Well, Reiki means universal life force, is what it means. So what it means is, like, here, scoot closer, and I'll show you what it feels like.
Jesus, all right.
Get a little closer, TJ.
What am I doing?
Just scoot closer to me so I can reach you.
All right.
Okay, so let me move my mic so everybody can hear. So this.
I literally thought you were pushing my head into the microphone.
Yeah, it could happen.
Wait, where'd you go? What's going on here? There you go.
All right.
Sorry.
So do you feel my hand heating up and?
Heating up, yeah.
Yeah, so that's where it starts. And that's what Reiki is. And what?
Why is it on my leg?
Because that's what happens. Okay. My hand is, for the record, my hand is not on your leg.
All right.
Right? So that's how it works. Oh, no. Oh, no.
That couldn't have been a more, like, perfect pull away that's actually happened to me. Like, hey, look at, she's like, ugh.
No.
Hand was on my neck, pulled away.
Yeah, that's right. So that's what happens. It's an energetic thing that starts happening, and then it goes wherever, I mean, I don't know what you have going on with your leg or what, if you have problems.
I was... just making a joke about your hand being on my leg. Well, no, so like, okay, if I, let's say you had your hand on my neck and then my hand started feeling weird.
Then that would be energetic blocks or whatever. It goes exactly where energy needs to move and things, you know, where you might have issues, like your hand might hurt or you've been having maybe elbow problems and it's affecting your hand, like carpal tunnel. And it doesn't matter where I put my hand, the energy goes where it's supposed to go.
And then does what? Like,
and then it moves.
Makes it,
like
makes it better? Or
yeah,
takes the blocks away or
moves. What?
Like takes the blocks away or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. Like your body should be flowing like a river. Like in through your head, you ground at your feet, and your energy goes like in a great big elliptical like that.
Can you tell like just now, am I messed up? What? Or did you not? It wasn't long enough.
What? What? But how specific would it be like to go?
Yeah, let's get into this.
No, because I'm not. let's make you cry.
Not me.
It could happen.
Well, I guess, but
I don't have anything to cry about, so, well, I don't know. Now I say that, and then I probably will. Because I cry for everything, so.
Really? Mm-hmm. Don't cry here. Mm-mm. Be very uncomfortable. I have a knack of doing that. I, you know what? I'm really good at doing that on this show, too. Like, talking to females. Like,
see?
It happens.
Talking to females.
I am a real piece of shit.
I'm not even called a female. That's pretty, yeah.
What do you mean?
Talking to females.
That is a really, like,
no, like, I don't take it offensively.
No, that's like a
yeah.
bro thing to say, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking to females.
Talking to
yeah.
females. What up?
Yeah. Ah, what an asshole. I'm really feeling, I'm already, right. I'm already, like making a list of things I need to work on based on this 15 minutes of talking.
You make people cry? Here? Females? The female?
Well, okay, last time, like, it was totally not supposed to go down this road, but I'm talking to a gal with a kind of a similar project of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I didn't tell her this, but in the preparation, I noticed that, like, if it's, like, a health show for women, mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of sexual content in those type of sites and those type of projects. And there was zero with hers. So I asked, and it totally was like open this door of like divorce and like all this stuff. And like, I think I handled it decently. I didn't like, well, what'd you do wrong? You know, it wasn't like that.
Yeah. Not,
yeah, exactly.
Not, that would not
I'm not
be
that
the
much of a monster.
Say.
No. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I think I steered it decently and she was open, which helped, you know? So it happens.
See?
Anyway.
So you're basically doing the same thing I do. You just do it in a different way.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you get to, the people you do it with are already naked. I have to work
no,
to that.
No, nobody gets naked.
Oh.
No, it's not no like
naked?
Massage. No nakedness.
No
you
nakey?
Just play, but I mean, it's a massage table, but you stay okay. fully dressed. And.
Well, how long? Look, I know this is. No, I'm not going to ask that because I know it's stupid. I already know the answer. How do you learn to like sense those things?
Well, everybody can do it. It doesn't matter. Nobody's.
I can't do it. I guarantee.
Except
it.
Actually, I'm really special, and nobody else can do it. No, everybody can do it. Everybody's capable of doing it. I took classes to teach me how to, you know, how to do it, how to trust what I know. And do you want to hear a crazy story?
Yes.
Like crazy story. No one's gonna believe this. I'm like, what?
No, we've, yeah.
Well, let's start off with nobody's going to believe that I went to church. Let's start with that.
Fair enough.
They're like, what? But I did, and there was a lady there who her niece had gotten almost. See, that's the kind of pictures I take.
So it's perfect. Nobody's going to notice.
It's all going to be like, I should just put it right in front of my face. Yeah, all mysterious-like.
What church did you go to?
Perfect. It was a Methodist church. And
here?
No, it was in Mancos, which is right by Durango.
Okay.
That's where I lived. And the only reason why I went was because 5 degrees of separation, my high school English teacher, whom I didn't get along with, ended up being in Mancos. When I moved there, I found out he was a pastor. I couldn't believe it. So I went to church to see
just
how
to
it was.
See it?
Yeah. And he was amazing.
That's funny.
The most amazing pastor I've ever seen. Anyway. So there's a lady there. She has a niece that lives in Kansas or somewhere. This niece is like 9. She gets in a car accident and is in a coma, right? So she's been in a coma for 4 months or something like that. We know this lady. She talks to us about it or whatever. So I'm taking a Reiki class, my second Reiki class. And the assignment to go after class on Saturday was to find somebody that you would ask them to do like a distance session on, because you can do it just I don't you have to have you in the same room.
Oh yeah. I had Olivia's asking how the podcast is going. It's going well, Olivia.
It's awesome.
So I think, right? You're okay, right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I think this is good. How are you doing?
Anymore.
How are you doing, TJ?
I'm
you're
okay.
Right.
I'm
are you okay
a little,
with this?
I feel like
are
I'm not
cry?
Doing a very good job.
You're
stop
doing an awesome job. Are you gonna try? Are you gonna cry?
What?
Oh. It's the wine mouth, I tell you. Oh.
Stephanie Stanfield. Do you know her? She's local. I think she's a master. I had her on here and she, I think she was talking mostly about like the consulting part.
Mm-hmm.
But can be done over the phone.
Yeah. Or just like, well, there's a whole other story, but I can, you know, if you contacted me and said, I need you to, you know, work on me or whatever. I live in another state. I live in another country. Fine. So we set a time and you can do it distance that way because in the time,
well, how does it work?
In the time space continuum, there is no space.
Oh, okay.
Right. So this girl was in a coma. My assignment was to find somebody that would allow me, because I had to ask, to work on them in a distance, you know, in a distance session. So I asked the lady, you know, can I work on your niece? And she didn't understand it. And she's like, yeah, whatever. You know, I don't really understand this, but
just might as well.
Okay. I'm like, it's not going to hurt anybody. It's
speaking
not
tongues,
bad,
lady,
whatever.
Just get it over.
You know, she trusted me. So she's like, whatever. So I went the next day, did a session while I was doing it. I've never seen the little girl before. I saw her. She was super happy. In the session, you go like you would just if somebody was there. Start at the head, end at the feet, you know, whatever. So I started at her head.
So wait. She's in a coma.
She's in a coma.
You just said she was super happy. What does that mean?
Yeah, because she was like...
Like she's present.
Like if you close your eyes and you thought of somebody that you know and it felt like that person was right there and you're thinking about that person, it's the same way. Like I could see her, I could feel her.
That's pretty
wild. I
could
interact with her.
Okay.
I knew what she looked like. I've never seen a picture of her.
So this had nothing to do with the body necessarily?
No. No, it's all energy.
Okay.
And so anyway, so then I started her head, started going down about the middle. So the way it feels to me is it feels hot to me when I, you know, have my hands on people. Sometimes I can feel air or whatever,
I'll say.
But, you know, just to, that's right. Yeah.
You're the worst.
I feel hot. Yeah, I look hot and I feel hot. Okay, what?
All right. Yeah. Well,
so when I got out the middle of her, then I started to not feel, it felt like air. Like if you were to put your hand out a window something. And then
like
as
a draft?
Got,
mm-hmm. Like a spirit draft.
Spirit draft.
We're coming up with some good terms here.
That's right. I think.
I like it.
I think this is good.
Okay.
So then by the time I got to her feet, I couldn't feel anything, which was really strange because I had never felt that before. Well, when people die, their spirit leaves through their feet in the way of thinking that I am a party to. So... The really crazy part is I was like, that's really weird. I don't know what happened. I told my instructor about it. She didn't say much. And I, you know, I could tell that she didn't feel that I was ready to hear what she had to say. So she just didn't say very much to me and said, yeah, it's pretty, you know, common or whatever. 3 hours after I got home, the pastor's wife called me. She didn't know I had asked to do this session remotely and told me that the niece had died within a half an hour of when
shut
I
shut the
was,
fuck
no,
up.
No, seriously. And she passed away. And she'd been in a coma for like 5 months. And then I told her, well, I did.
How'd you feel about that? I mean, besides the
super
obvious,
super freaked out at first. Like, it was my fault. Like, I'd done something, you know. But then after that, that to me said,
was it like
this works.
This is a dumb question too, but was it like a natural passing or was she on machines or anything like that? Or
They had made the decision to take her off life support.
Before you got there.
But they were going to do it in like 2 days so that all the family could get there. This lady was going to go. They had made the decision to take her off life support.
Holy shit.
Then she passed away like 2 days before that. Around the same time that, you know, within a half an hour, 45 minutes of when I was doing the session.
So, did that, like, bolster your, like, you're already in, you're taking classes, like, you're you're into this. Did that, like, solidify,
just,
like,
yeah,
this
it was just like, this works. I know it works.
Another dumb question, is there anything that you could have done, like, differently? Or, not you necessarily, but, like, say somebody else was in there. Because obviously, okay, I'm asking this from the standpoint of, like, you didn't do anything here. Like, you did something, but you didn't...
Wasn't my fault.
Right, there
I
you
didn't
go.
Cause it, yeah.
Okay. Could anything have happened? Like say, like, your instructor. Like, goes in there and, like, kind of reworks some shit, or... No? That's
not if that's not what was supposed to happen.
Okay.
Whatever's supposed to happen, happened. So if she... If the way that things were decided was going to happen, she could have woke up from her coma.
You okay?
And been fine. Yeah, I'm just like trying to put it all. It's hard for me sometimes to put it into words. because it is a lot of feelings and stuff. So for me to explain to somebody, it's kind of hard.
Especially maybe that's why I haven't like figured it out, because like
it's very hard. Yeah.
Well, like Stephanie, I think she was really good, and I think maybe my misstep was I tried to get her to explain it using me as an example. Like, I feel, you know, this about my family. I feel this about myself. Mm-hmm. Lately, I've been doing a lot of this. And she worked around and through all that stuff, but, like, she didn't actually, like, you know, maybe do it. You know what I mean? So then I walked away going, like, oh, I should breathe more, you know, for 10 seconds at a pop or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But not much else, I don't think. So, because she didn't relay anything like this. She did relay her own, like, which, you know, maybe that's another reason. She was ill, and she started, you know, kind of working on this different stuff, and then... you know, no Western medicine was helping, so she started doing all this other stuff, and then mm-hmm. she got better. Mm-hmm. So now that's like that's what she hangs her hat on. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's wild, though. Like,
yeah. Like,
what else has happened? Like, have you ever found like a tumor or anything like that? Or
no, and there's.
I am a fucking idiot.
No, you're not. Why do you say that? Questions. That's not the dumbest. No. And I think different practitioners, because that's what we're called, practitioners. So somebody would be drawn to me for a different reason than maybe they would be drawn to Stephanie, or maybe that they would be drawn to somebody else, because maybe there's different, maybe hers is more medical related. Like mm-hmm. maybe, you know, I don't know that because I don't know her, but, people that I tend to get are people who have things going on that they're tired of having happen. This keeps happening to me. I can't get in a relationship. I can't ever make enough money, or I always have these troubles and this, or this is going on and this, and I just don't understand. And so when I work on them, it seems to, you know, it moves it, like in a session. So in a session, I start on at their head. Right. And it kind of opens everything up. It opens the channels up. It's so we all have an energy around us. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and that's what you feel when you're next to somebody and you feel like this person doesn't really like me, or this person is attracted to me, or this person, right?
I don't know that one.
I know this person's crying, and I'd really
like know that one.
Have a seat.
Exactly. let me be your practitioner.
Let me be your practitioner. Come cry. No, but I mean that's what the energy is. Like, so when you feel something from somebody that you don't have any reason, they don't have to say a word, but you know. You know something about how they're feeling, or you know how they're how okay. you feel when you're next to them. People.
Well,
that,
it's like you would think that you could do that with your friends. You know, like,
you totally can. Everybody.
Well, I mean, women can, but like I've been like, you know, you walk in a room, and you're like, what the fuck is going on here?
Right. So that's energy. That's what you're reading. Reading, your energy is reading their energy, and you're saying, I don't feel comfortable here, or I do feel comfortable here, or I'm scared.
She's about to cry.
Or she's gonna cry, and I'm jumping on that shit. Okay, I'm right there. Yeah. Pay attention, wake up.
What do you get out of it, like, personally?
For me, it's a natural expression of who I am. So for me, this has always been something that's gone on in my life, and I've never had a way to kind of fit it into a way that makes sense, rather than just like, eh, this is just how I am, and I know you don't like me, or you know, I feel this from you, but you know, what good
so you
is
mean
that
like secularly, it hasn't really fit for you, or
well, no, without, well, no, without like, no, because you can't, what do you do? You walk into a room and I can say, you like me, you don't like me, you want to have sex with me, you want to see me cry. You,
she pointed at me on the last two,
but you know what I mean? Or you say, or you look at somebody and you say,
you can do that though.
Like, you're being a real bitch to me, and I see this. But behind that, I can see I'm offending you because you feel inferior to me, even though I don't feel like I'm.
Whoa, snap!
That's right, bitch. What?
No, so you walk in a room of people that you know, and you've
or
had...
don't know. It's better with people I don't know.
But isn't it like a lot of indifference and stuff?
No.
Or is it like
no, everybody
like,
everybody pays attention. Everybody
like what women
attention.
Want, like Mel Gibson.
Yeah, it's like remember feeling. It's feeling what they're like that in that movie. They're taught. They're you know talking
they're
in their head.
It,
he hears it, but it's this. Yeah, it's the same way. It's
what
like
the fuck, really?
Yeah. Which is what makes me a good bartender. Because.
All right, cheating a little bit. That and the V-neck shirts, whatever.
Pure sexiness right here. My 45-year-old sexiness.
You fucking asshole.
I mean,
that's pretty wild. Like, well, like, so does that, like, does that make you, like, happier or sadder? Or, like, is it just, like, the same as it normally would be? Like, for me that doesn't know, mm-hmm. like, I walk in a room and I go, I'm not joking here. Like, I automatically think people don't like me. Mm-hmm. It's just a default. That way, if they, you know, if there's no interaction, doesn't matter. If they don't,
you know,
perfect. And if they do, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is it different, like, for you, like, you want people to like you?
Well, yeah, we all do.
But the fact that you actually get to know when you walk in, does that help you or does it make it weird? Like,
I think when I was younger, it made me really insecure because I'd be like, why don't you like me? You don't even know me. What,
you know, make you so weird too?
Yeah.
Like, what's your problem?
We all know it though. Like, if you would just remove the fact that you basically think nobody likes you, which I think we need to get some comments on this one because we all like you. You're one of the most likable people ever.
Well, this is the first time you've talked. Like, no, give it a little while.
No, but be drunk in a bar next to, well, I was pretty much sober most of the time at the Roxy.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen you drunk. I'm serious.
I was drunk a lot at the Roxy.
Okay, maybe.
I just got really good at it. But no, basically, I was more sober than you were. How about that?
Debatable. Fair enough. All right.
True story. You just...
Okay.
But if you walked into a room and didn't immediately assume that everybody didn't like you, you would be able to see or whatever. I'm not saying. I mean,
well, no, I feel like I would feel the same way. Like, but it was my way of like boxing that in.
Well, yeah.
Like I walk in a room and I'm uncomfortable.
Probably because you do know when people don't like you. So you've just decided to like, I'm just going to step that up and make sure everybody, I pretty much think.
Maybe.
No, it's true.
All right.
Guaranteed.
All right. Have you ever been in a situation where you walked into a room and it was like majority not fans?
Yeah.
What's that like?
When I was
Let's
younger.
Let's compare notes.
Yeah. So how do you write? Okay. So when I was younger, it made me really insecure and really self-conscious. And when I was younger, I was super pretty.
Stop it.
I was a pretty girl. Like,
you're super pretty
now.
Well,
like, yeah. I'm fine with that. But like I had no idea when I was younger.
Did you notice that like this is the longest I've like looked at you? Why'd you do the shake thing? What the hell?
It's the eye thing. I see you.
You're
see
terrible.
Me.
God.
No, but I mean like so most of the time when I probably walked into a room, it was like, oh, I don't know, whatever. Some girl saw her boyfriend look at me or whatever. You know, I don't know what it was, but I was very insecure when I was young. Like, why wouldn't you like me? I'm a nice person, you know, whatever. Now, I it's like a challenge to me. When I see that somebody doesn't like me and I know that there's no basis, I mean, not that I've never done anything to make people not like me. I have.
Sure.
But if it's for no reason, then I think, I'm going to go talk to you. I want
use
you.
Because
you're going to like me, damn it.
You use it to turn it around? I'm really having I'm having a problem here.
And even in
here, touch my neck again. Am I dying?
No.
Fuck.
It's the tequila.
I understand that, but I've had two beers.
It's tequila resuscitation.
I've had two beers and two shots, and I can't fucking speak.
Yeah. That's why I'm taking over this shit soon.
All right. You know what? You're just...
I'm like, TJ, tell me about when you were five.
No, you know what? Now that you said that, I do want to hear... I want at least two... If you can go more, let's do a little mini TJ interview. Hasn't happened on the show yet. We want to do it.
Really?
I've put it out there. I put it out there for the 200th episode that I wanted somebody to interview me, and the people that stepped up, I didn't. Want
you
want
to talk to them?
No, because I knew. No, it would be too. I felt like either they didn't know me at all and they just wanted to like talk shit, or they knew me too well and it might get too like just between me and them.
Right.
It's like. Well, that's me interviewing you and you saying the honest truth back. We don't need to do that. Mm-hmm. Or no, we do, but not for my thing.
No, yeah.
This is about me.
This is about me. Kind of about you, but mostly about me, okay? That's well, what it's called, end, my show.
Exactly. In the end, this is all
yeah,
about
it's me.
Me.
Like, it's fantastic. I think I need a show about me. I didn't think so until right now.
Well, you know what? Like, okay. I've been screaming about how, you know, there's a saturation of podcasts because regular radio didn't die like a lot of people thought it might. Mm. You know, as long as people need to advertise their, you know, whatever, their local business or, mm-hmm. you know, regular radio is going to stay whether there's a jock, you know, playing songs or a jukebox or whatever. Mm-hmm. So now there's millions of podcasts and, you know, a lot of them are not good. But the ones that are good are the ones that are informative and helpful. And like, you could totally pull something off. I think you should do it.
I talked to some people.
You could do like an actual radio show.
Let's try this out, TJ. This is Gina Phillips with Go From There podcast. I'm with TJ.
Hey, Gina. How are you?
I don't know how to say your last name.
Really?
No. So I wouldn't even attempt it because I have no idea.
It's Jaramillo.
Really? Do I have to say it that way? Jaramillo.
Perfect.
So there you go. So
is that it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, you want to have, what's your vision with your podcast?
Very uncomfortable. I don't know anymore.
I heard you want to have a podcast and.
I have a podcast.
No, I have it now. It's mine.
Oh.
Where were you?
What's your vision with your podcast?
This is the
problem. Well, maybe getting it back would be the first start.
That's a good start. No, okay. So with your podcast, because you're pretty fired up about this. That's. I think it's cool.
I'm not done talking about you yet.
I'll
turn the reins over in a minute, okay?
I think I'm the boss here. No. Because this is what I do, TJ.
Let's talk about the website real quick, and then we'll get into the other stuff, okay? Yeah. GinaPhillips.net, intuitive Reiki practitioner. Mm. She knows where it's hot. Mm-hmm. God, what is on here?
She knows where it's hot.
That's pretty good,
right?
That's
going to be my new tagline.
Hell yeah.
She knows where it's hot.
Why,
this is serious. Okay?
Why would people come to this site? Like, what do you do from here?
Go from here.
Yes.
Go from there.
Yes.
My new show.
You.
Just segue. It was like right from my website like, to my new podcast.
You cross out the O.
Check.
You
me.
Cross out the O and put an I-N-A. Shit.
Perfect. No, I. Okay, the way most of this works is that...
You're plugging your website on my show,
yeah,
which has
tens
of listeners, please.
I love tens of listeners. I love it.
Sell it.
Yeah, I don't sell it.
What do you mean? Okay, so there's services, there's articles.
Well, basically...
A little about you, a little about what you're doing...
Yeah, like, it's
pretty standard stuff, I guess. Is there anything like crazy?
That's the best description ever. A little bit about you, a little bit about your service, a little bit about, you know, website, done.
No, is there anything on here that you're like, okay, there's this one piece that you really got, like, this is the one shit that I know that, like, nobody else knows.
Death. Did you see that one coming?
No.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so great at this.
Yeah, that is, you're fantastic. Nicely done.
Where is that? Is that's in here in the about me?
Yeah, it's go to services.
Oh my
god. I don't know if it describes it. I'm trying to think.
Services actually...
No, it really doesn't describe
death
it.
And dying process.
Yeah.
Have you like sat through
mm-hmm. Well, the first
you're
one
like
I did
a
was
hospice
my mom.
Reiki?
No, but I could be if you know, I have worked with people that either were dealing with a person that's dying or a dying person.
I wonder if he would answer. There's no way he would answer. Dr. Steve, he's like a radio guy. Like he's actually sort of famous. He was on here. And he's a hospice doctor. I'd love to know what he
really
thinks about this stuff. But forget that. If I Skype him, he won't answer. Because he actually is a...
He's a real doctor.
Yeah. Well, no, he's like a real like semi-celebrity too. So
really?
With a wife, I think, or girlfriend. Sorry. More off-roading. Your mom was the first one you did this with?
Well, yeah. She was, you know, she had cancer and... So we, you know, I was a part of all that.
This was part of your and her dialogue all the time.
My mom and I always. Do you know what I wanted to be when I grew up?
No, I mean not dialogue. Your
no, it was
the
it
way
was,
you communicate, like the DNA.
Always. Like when I was a kid, my friends wanted to be doctors and teachers and stuff. I wanted to be Sylvia Brown. Do you know who Sylvia Brown is?
I don't.
Oh my god.
Because I'm stupid.
This
I told you.
So dating myself. Sylvia Brown's like the famous psychic that just died a few years ago. She used to be on Donahue. How old is that one?
Holy shit.
My mom used to watch that. Yeah.
We're the same age.
That's
I didn't
who
know
I
that.
Wanted to no. be when I grew up. I want to be Sylvia Brown when I grow up.
Wow.
So anyway, that's
was
how
she ever
we
right? Or
her.
Were you like, this bitch is a hack.
No,
I could be better
knew.
Than this.
No, she knew. No, and I never, like, yeah, all it's right. weird growing
let me,
up.
Let me ask you this. Does this thing ever cross over into, like, medium status?
Like, do I see dead people? Or what?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like the John Edward asshole. Like, is he legit?
Yeah, I don't
or...
like him.
Why? Is he full of shit?
I don't know if he's full of shit. He's just awfully arrogant. I don't like arrogance.
Well, okay. Can you watch a TV show and like feel like this guy, like it's flowing?
I,
and he's
the way
doing
I
thing,
feel
or...
about things was like if you were to sit here and tell me some bullshit story about something, let's say girls that cry. I don't know something.
You
like
know
that.
That's true. You were sitting here.
I actually do know that.
You feel it in
I know
your heart.
True. I know what's true and I know what's not true. And, you know, so things like that. Like with him, I don't feel like it's always true. So
it can't be. How, I don't know. Never
it's
mind.
True. TJ, but you know it. You no, know it. I know you know it. I see it on your face. And I know.
You
I
know,
know,
if it was always
one on one,
it's like, okay, me and John. Why did
Edwards?
I have to pick two Johns? Fuck.
You like?
Me and Dave.
Men pick a lady.
No, John Edwards and Dave are sitting in a room. I could probably buy that better than a stadium full of people or a studio full of people, and he nails it every
stadium,
time.
Stadium, I like it.
Stadium seating is what I meant.
Step that shit up.
That would be pretty,
I'm in a
pretty
stadium.
Awesome, right?
Yeah, but if you were in a stadium, let's say, you would pick this person. That's the person you'd be drawn to, and that's what the information you would get.
What musicians hate you?
What musicians hate me?
You've been to concerts, right?
Well, yeah, but why would they hate me?
I don't know. Or dislike you?
None.
Zero?
I'm fun.
They're like,
and fantastic.
Bring that bitch backstage.
Yeah, she's fun.
Is that for real? Are you batting 1,000 in the musicians?
No, I never go to concerts.
Really?
I mean, I do once in a while, but not in...
Okay,
yeah,
if you've been to 2 concerts, are you batting 1,000?
If I wanted to, yeah. But no, I haven't even tried it. I should try that. Oh, well, Ralph Dinosaur, yeah. His drummer.
Really?
I don't know. That's a whole other story.
Let's find him on Twitter.
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember?
No, I know. He probably doesn't remember. Do you remember the girl that was dancing in front of you at the bowling alley like a loon, drunk, and wanted to take her home?
Actually, you know what? He might.
You were like 40. He was like 40. I was like, not having that. I was old. That was old then.
What do you mean?
Now it's not old.
How old are you?
I was like 22. So, yeah.
I don't know. The idea of you being 22 is kind of awesome.
It is. I'm more awesome. I'm like fine wine. Better with age.
Don't make me play the Patrice clip.
No, don't.
I might pull it up while we're talking. I'm obsessed with death. I don't know if you knew this about me.
No, I didn't.
I had Stephen Pollard on the podcast, Coroner, right? And he was great. Like, super candid, super creepy, but, like, not like I thought I was going to die or anything like that.
You can tell him.
No, but I think you have to be creepy. Like, you know, there's nobody that's, like, this fun, jovial guy that, like, is not, you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to be in that line of work, you got to have some darkness to you, right? Not black.
Or just an understanding that that's just the way things work.
He's a little creepy.
He's a little creepy.
A little bit. What?
I have to pee. Can I pee?
Yeah, sure.
Can you just pause this?
I love how you were like,
this is not live.
We've already got an hour. Can you believe that?
I'm gonna pee right.
Jesus. All the way down to the right.
Trevante, my man. Trevante in Colorado of the Go From There podcast. Trevante, what's up?
All right, piss break over. Back to the death thing before we get into... We've already gone an hour. Like, how quick was that?
That was so... super quick.
You're awesome.
So you're awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Wonder Twins.
Death.
The death service you offer. Like, if I called you and I'm like, you know, this is going on, like what's the process? Like, how do you go about it?
Are you the family or the dying person?
The family.
Then it would depend on whether they wanted me to come in and work with the family and help them through the process or work with the person that's actually dying.
Because you do both?
Well, yeah, it can. I mean, it's good to process with the family and to help the
family. Okay, so I go, you know,
because death isn't
mom
bad.
Mom is not interested, but I'm having a problem here. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Then I would work with the person that's having a problem, and indirectly, it can work.
I guess I keep thinking that like the process is different, like based on circumstances. Not.
What do you mean?
Like I could be sad about a girlfriend, mm-hmm. or I could be dying, mm-hmm. and that's the same mm-hmm. thing.
It's not the same thing, but yeah. Energetically, it's okay. at different levels. Yes, it's the same.
Well, it's okay. It's like,
but you could feel like
it's like playing Mario. Like when you play the game, like the first level is super easy. Like I lost my job today, but like if you're level 8.84, you have terminal cancer. Like it's the same game, but there's more shit you got to jump over.
Right. Or if like for example,
that was an amazing analogy, and you just walked right around it.
There's really nothing else I can say about Mario. The Mario analogy. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like level 1, level 8, save the princess, you know.
Exactly.
Fall in a fire pit. I don't know.
And,
yeah.
And Gina rolls around with fucking flowers and stars in her pocket.
Yeah. I like that.
I told you I'm fucking good at this, man.
Yeah. Stars and flowers in my pocket. I love it. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll stop asking you the same question over and over again, essentially, then.
Well, essentially, let's say this. If whether it's a death or whether it's a death of a relationship or a death of a business or a, you know, anything like that, essentially, it's all the same thing. It just, somebody can have the passing of a parent that they're really close to and essentially deal with that better than somebody who's never experienced anything right. and loses their dog. All right. So
I talk about it all the time. Like I haven't had any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the dog. And it was years ago.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, I mean, I might be calling you a lot because I don't know how the fuck I'm going to like.
Yeah.
Grandma's. No, you know, everybody's still around.
You're very fortunate. You are.
In life. But then when the fucking towers
shit
fall,
gets really call me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here. Yeah, I've had too many. Danny and I together in 10 years have lost 3 parents together.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, but I mean, we're like pros now.
Well, I'm pro at death. Those are the big ones, though, aren't they? Like, well, I guess besides
my mom,
kids. Like,
my mom, yeah, I've never had that.
Yeah.
But yeah, my mom, my dad, and his dad.
So he's still got one?
A mom?
Wait, what did you?
Yeah. A parent? He's got one.
That, did I hear that right?
Yeah, okay. I've lost both my parents, and he lost his dad. And he was really close to his dad. So
how long ago was dad for you?
My dad?
Yeah.
A month ago.
What?
Yeah. He had like Alzheimer's and stuff and was in a nursing home. So it wasn't like.
He had Alzheimer's. So
it wasn't like super shock. Well, it wasn't like a super shock.
No, yeah, I get it.
You know, we dealt with it, you know, over the last 2 years.
That's the weirdest thing ever. Like when you, like, very, they're still around and you're like, you know what?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's harder than death.
Go ahead.
Alzheimer's is harder than death.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah. It's weird. Very weird.
I have I'm not going to burn her either, but I know somebody that is doing in-home care for Alzheimer's patients.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the Twilight Zone. You don't know what the fuck is going to happen. You know, you might be at a neighbor's house at 2:30 in the morning, you know, and the resident has a bat because your patient climbed into bed with the wife or some shit, you know. Like,
but it's not so bad on their part.
No, I know, but still, it's scary, weird stuff.
For us.
Right. No, they're having a fucking great time.
Usually they're back to their happiest periods of time. Right. Like, you know, old women have, my mom took care of, my mom did CNA work and stuff like that. And she had Alzheimer's patients that she would have us come visit because me and my oldest daughter, you know, because we're young and people like that. And there was ladies that,
were you like that?
Well, they do. Like, old people love to have youth around and see that. And my daughter was like 3 when we would do that. But there were ladies that would have baby dolls. And that was their baby, and they were young mothers, and they were happy, and their husbands were at work, and they were happy. So that's okay. It's just weird to be like the kid of that.
I never thought of it that way.
No, there's usually, and that's what my mom always said, usually they go back to their happiest time of their life.
That's kind of cool, actually, to think of it that way.
Yeah, and if you're the family that's struggling with that, then that's something I would offer back to them, is that, yes, they don't know who you are. Yes, this is hard, but they're okay. Like, right. And that's really what people want. They want to know that they're okay. And that's the same thing with people that die. The family that's left is just wants to know that they're okay.
That's cool.
And they are.
So, all right. Serious talk over. Like it was all that serious.
Super serious.
Terrible. GinaPhillips.net. Check out the website, because it's definitely like, it's more in depth than I, you know, presented it. But it's not my job. You were the one supposed to sell it. And I don't know if you did or not.
I don't know. We'll have to find out. Oh, look at you. I don't know. You know what I did sell? All of the 10 people that are listening. I sold that this should be my show.
You're right. Yeah, no, nobody.
No.
Who's Allie Weiser?
I'm kidding. Allison.
She likes the photo. I don't know if I do.
She's, she doesn't work there anymore, but she worked at Docs forever.
I'll have to look at the picture later on.
Yeah.
Let's finish with some shenanigans. I don't want to go too much long. Well, no, I do. I'd go another hour too easy. But people hate that sometimes. So
yeah, it's like they're too like, much.
I have
like
a data plan.
Shut the bitch off. Come on.
What?
She's just talking too much.
What'd you say?
Shut the bitch up. Like, oh, shut her up. Shut it down.
Come on. A couple days ago, I put to Facebook, I said, can't have Gina stopping by without a mini Roxy barrage.
Yeah, and look at all that.
Does anyone here have a good, fun, embarrassing, or mortifying memory from the Roxy? Got a few likes, a lot of comments. Mitch comes in first saying, never heard of it.
Mitch married us, by the way. That's a little side note. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Mitch, all right. I hope he hears this. He'll check it out.
I don't know if...
a lot of people that have never heard my show will listen to this one because it's you. I think so.
Really?
I think so. I hope. I'm going to send it to 50,000 people. Yeah. Like so many people.
And you'd be like, you shouldn't have told me that. You should have just said, Gina, like 30 people listen to this. And I'd be like, right on. But then you
30
said,
would be amazing.
There's like 50,000 people. I'm like, No, Mitch was.
If you hit 50,000, like you're never not.
I'm not gonna hit 50,000.
You're never not leaving this room. I'm gonna find a company to
put
sponsor
the lotion
your
on
ass.
The skin. This is
no,
scary.
Yeah, sorry, Danny. this one worked really well. Hey, look over there. Jesus.
So Mitch was like an aspiring pastor. Cool. I don't know what he's doing now because I haven't talked to him in forever. But he married Danny and I because. Basically, there was no religious people that we wanted to come near us.
Why didn't you just go to
religious
courthouse?
Because that was a little.
Oh, I like that.
You know, that's
no,
like,
we're not. We're not going to half-ass it at a church.
Yeah,
or go to the courthouse.
Yeah,
we're going to get an aspiring wrestling manager.
Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah, Mitch.
I hope he doesn't take offense to that. I was trying to fucking. I was trying to throw it in there.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't really. To be honest, I don't. I think I know what his job is, but I'm not going to say. But he did.
But you just said you have no idea.
No, so. I think I do. I'm not sure.
What does he do?
I'm not going to say it because if it's wrong, it sounds stupid. But I know he was trying to get into some indie wrestling, and he was doing a podcast for a while. I did his. He did mine. And he's just being Papa
Mitch.
He
needs to have me on his show. Like, what? You married me.
You need to be a female wrestler. That's true.
No, I don't.
Why not?
No.
You would know how to beat them all.
No, I
want
to.
You go in for the body slam.
I'd be like, why are we so aggressive? Let's not talk.
No, you go in for the body slam, and like when you hit the vagina, you're like, oh, I know where this bitch is hurt. Oh. And then you grab her wrist and you snap it.
No. That's
so stupid.
Okay, right? Remember when we said we had to cut something out? That me vagina grabbing anybody.
No, you don't grab them by the vagina. It's like when you body slam somebody, you just kind of
I don't know. See, why...
I'm telling
ergo,
you.
Ergo, why I should not be a female wrestler. Or you.
I disagree, and you I think most of my audience...
No female wrestling in our future. Okay.
Yeah, he says Club Serrano. I remember that place. Megan comes in saying, does dating someone who worked there on occasion count? That's embarrassing.
Why?
I don't even know who she's talking about. She didn't ever said it.
I'm
going to go over that. I'll go over that, too, because I kind of know that story. I don't think I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. We all know that story.
Wait. The no, never mind.
No, we don't.
Yeah. Chelsea, all I know is that I turned 21 twice at Serrano and once at Roxy. I was cut off on the 21st birthdays after the third. Good thing I was actually 21 by then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know what? Bobby and Frank didn't ever really weigh in here, and that really bummed me out. And I saw Frank last night.
Where?
At the stand-up. Yeah. And looks great, by the way.
Yeah,
sexy.
I saw him. Did you hear that, Frank?
I actually told him, like,
I go,
I'm stoked, like, Gina's coming to do the show. And I've asked him 5 times, too.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't work out. He's busy. And I go, we're going to call you. And he had, like, a legitimate look of concern on his face.
What?
I don't know. It seemed weird.
We should call him.
I don't know his number. I was totally lying.
I probably do, so.
Mitch chimes back in. No, wait. You chime in.
Yeah, that's a whole...
DJ booth stuff, whatever.
Yeah. That's what you need in here. You need some DJ booth stories.
None of them will do it because they're all married and kids and they're all ashamed of themselves, apparently.
Doug's not. Let's get him in here.
He's.
But he didn't have anything going on.
Oh, he was, shit.
Well, I mean.
Hey, Doug. Didn't have anything going on. That's not what you used to tell me, you asshole.
Doug.
He's heard a couple of these.
Sorry, Doug. Doug was the man. Doug Richardson. He had some shit going on in the DJ booth.
Yeah, me. Fucking talking about metal and concerts and shit like that.
I don't know, but what I saw was there was some action. That's selling Doug out.
Right. Mitch says, Gino, we could just go back to singing Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow songs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, I chime in. Remember I said about never answering the question?
Yeah, I don't know what that was about.
I was recently reminded that when I danced, I was constantly looking at myself in the mirrors. And I didn't want to, like, explain it, but remember how there was mirrors on the ceiling?
Yeah.
Those were the worst ones. It wasn't so much like the stripper pole mirrors, but the ones on the ceiling.
Right.
I was like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, check yourself out. And, like, make sure stuff's, like, you don't look like a total ass.
Or, like, no TP or something weird on my suit jacket.
You know, I really think more people should have done that, honestly.
Like, check themselves?
Probably.
You.
They probably couldn't see that far, though.
Calm yourself, bitch.
That was my favorite part of the club.
What,
I saw some... No.
Or what?
Glenwood Springs mad dance skills. That was awesome. Sure. I mean, there was some stuff to be seen.
What was the creepiest thing you ever were involved in there? Not with management.
What does that mean? I love the management. Creepiest.
I don't know, like just weird sex or somebody about to get killed.
Is that creepy? I don't know. Right? Normal?
I don't know. I really don't know. Uncomfortable.
Oh, the most uncomfortable was, okay, so you know, we used to open at 9 or whatever, right? Nobody would be there until 11, 10-ish. They'd start showing up. So at 9:15, like after the doors open, we're all standing around, you know, talking or whatever. There was a couple that used to come in all the time. I mean, the lights are up and everything's like bright in there. Would sit at a booth, like right at the end of the bar, and just like get after it.
Which end of the bar? Like if I'm looking at
like
the
by
bar...
the bathrooms, okay. Like by the bathrooms right there in the little corner. Yeah, they would just like totally get after it. And there was only the people that work there. Like the bouncers would stand at the bar and we would all
stand there.
No, but it was pretty scandalous. And I know they did.
How far did they go?
I tried not to watch.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I'm a fucking lady, okay? I was like, whoa, freaking me out. Turning my head.
You think she got finger popped?
No, it was, I don't know what happened. I think as much as the guy, not
Do you remember?
It was very uncomfortable.
Do you remember the ambiguous ethnic swinging couple? Meaning, I don't know what race they were, but...
Why do I have like three couples in mind right now? I don't know. I'm not. Oh, I. Yeah, I did.
Where? Okay. Let me elaborate. The husband was on reconnaissance, meaning the wife was the general, not on site. Do you know what I mean?
No.
I don't think I ever saw her. But a few times I sat and had
Was he
had
really
a
tall?
Pretty tall. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw her way too much of her one night.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What was she what did she look like?
What did she
like,
look
like? Was she white or is she
Asian?
Oh no shit.
Mm-hmm.
Was he Asian?
No.
No, he was like Arab or some shit, no?
Oh,
or Mexican? He was, half... he was brown.
I think he was half black. Oh. You know, whatever. I'm pretty sure he was half black and she was Asian.
This was she hot?
Or, I would say she's pretty hot. Yeah.
Like older? Or what do you mean? Well, like, explain
older?
It. Like, I'm not saying, like, you know,
no,
say her name.
No, she's
like
the little Asian super hot lady. I don't know.
How old?
Yeah, what I don't know. Maybe I think she was about the same age he was. So at that time, probably early 30s.
Okay.
I think that's about what they were.
Yeah, we had some weird conversations with that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you should come hang out with us. What?
Do you know why?
Where?
Do you know why he wanted you to come hang out?
Not exactly. I never entertained it. I was like,
no, but yeah. Did you ever hear?
No.
Oh.
No, that, no. I heard. Okay. As far as I heard, there was. There was a party to be at.
Mm-hmm.
There might have been cameras to be seen on.
Yes.
And but as far as that, like further than that, I don't know.
And you pick who you pick. You pick the.
Did you just bouncy on the chair?
No, I'm just. I'm so uncomfortable. I don't know what to say because I'm so worried that I know everybody that knows anything about that time period knows
whatever.
Exactly who we're talking.
Okay, we'll go over it then.
I don't even know where they would be now. But yeah, you pick a side, pick a team. And there's cameras and...
What do you mean you pick a team? Well, like you got you between them?
Them or anybody else that was
Who's
there.
Who's anybody else?
Anybody that was at the party.
So you had to sign a waiver?
No. There was no signing of anything. No. You just like show up and cameras
I wonder what happened with the footage.
I don't know.
It's probably just him like with like a... Like you've seen Scarface?
Mm-hmm.
Remember how he had like the security monitors behind the... That's just him and his fucking... Just watching like all the monitors.
I heard so many stories.
All right. So okay. So you
basically,
remember,
I heard
right.
so much at Roxy that I don't even know what.
What's the most fucked up thing you did there?
Me, I got super super fucked up
Boo.
One night.
I knew you were gonna say that.
It was terrible. Yeah, I didn't do anything bad. I didn't even touch the stripper poles. Bobby and Frank can contest to that one.
No, I think I remember that. Yeah, no, nope.
Not going there. I never did anything there.
Let's read a couple more and then we'll move on. Let's see. Kay, good friend. All she says is, oh my, the Roxy, oh my. I'm going to leave that one alone. Audrey, I almost always had fun, I have to say, near the end, having been able to dance with my girls Amanda and Luvia? I don't know. Was the best for sure. Nadia, getting thrown over Sarah's shoulder over and over. No, and spun around over and over again. I think I know what she's talking about, but I hope that there are people that have been to the club are listening to this and they know, because there are a little weird, like, oh, there's that thing happening again. Like, there's TJ in the suit again. There's Gina with her tits out and not talking to anybody really
not
nicely.
Not true. I talked to everybody. I just didn't date. I didn't date to anybody, okay? I would talk
not
to
true,
you.
Not
I would
true.
Pour your drink and
you,
take your money.
No umbrage
done, done,
to the
and
tits
done.
Out. It was the top.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, good so conversation.
Funny.
What?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, here's my buddy Joe. Took a shot of Yukon Jack and hurled all over the bartender.
Not
you know
me.
That one? Not you.
Not me there. I've had that happen. But
really?
Not there. Yeah.
Throw up on you?
Yeah. Ew. And on the bar.
Oh god.
Yeah. Actually, that was my last stint in bartending.
Oh, good.
Recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. Frank did chime in, but he pretty much gave nothing.
Frank.
Read that one, but I'm leaving it out. I just really like that one.
It's a good one.
Gina. It's where I met you. Meaning me.
That wasn't me. That's another.
Not you.
No.
Oh, God.
I am Gina.
Keep drinking.
Gina, I didn't see how it was spelled.
I was pointing at it with the little finger
no,
thing
you're
on
like
the computer.
All over the place. Everywhere.
It's Dustin, focused. I got roofied in there, and who is the person that is always taking a dump in that god-awful bathroom?
What?
Who goes to the club to take a shit? And then my last one was Big Will and a few other people. I'll tell the story.
Yeah. This I want you to know this is more common than you would think.
I don't know what happened.
This is like a story.
I'm going to go with these guys were Denver drug dealers. Because it was four Mexican dudes, and they were posted all around the club. There was one guy near the door, one guy near the. Remember, there was the post on the that like the first post.
Yeah, there was a time where that was going on.
Yeah, one guy by the bathroom, and then one guy sitting on the couches up there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what I did. Because in the end, what happened? We're all sitting around drinking Corona, you know, talking shit. Like nothing, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I was alone. I didn't do shit. I didn't even talk to these guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I looked wrong, if they thought I was a cop, or if they thought I mad dogged, whatever.
But like, that guy's a cop.
Fair enough. No, it could be. Because I literally got up to go take a piss. All four of them follow me in, and it was Will, Mike, and a female. Female, good. Lisa. Girl named Lisa. Like, all set. Like, I'm literally standing there taking a piss. And you know that dumb little bathroom? I was in like, the actual toilet stall taking a piss. Seven people come barreling in there, and, like, Will. Like, the four Mexican guys are quiet, and all I hear is Will, like, hey, fuck you doing? You know, like, he's black, by the way. I'm not just trying to be Tracy Morgan. Hey! My boy tried to take a piss. What you trying to get a look at, Star Boy?
Willis was what I was thinking of. What you talking about, Willis?
Oh.
That's actually what I was thinking.
No, but they all come barreling in the room, and I'm like, I'm literally, like, I'm pissing, but I'm looking over my shoulder. I'm like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody kind of, like, files out, like, nothing happens. And nobody gets kicked out. They just kind of move everybody around.
Mm-hmm.
And Will's like, yeah, you're welcome. I'm like, what the fuck happened? And I go, I don't even know what happened.
I love your Will voice. It's actually kind of accurate, too.
You know, it's funny because I literally haven't thought about him since I thought of that story.
I haven't seen him or heard from him or anything.
Yo, what's up, dog? He's just your fucking regular black guy.
He's just your regular black guy.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, come on in, man. No, she can't come in. No. Bit of coverage, come in.
And later on, I heard it was more like, oh, show me what you got, and then we'll get you in.
Well, that's how it should be. If you're a fucking doorman, come on.
No, I was the bartender that thought that shit was going down the way it was supposed to. And then later on found, like, people were being carted and such was happening.
Nah, fuck that.
Later on, I found out, like, nice tits, get you in the bar. We don't care how old you are. I'm a poet. There you go.
I was less impressed with the verse as I was with, like, the idea of, like, a 47-year-old with, like, a nice job that was let in for free. You just said no matter how old you are.
Well,
I went the other way. You meant if you're 16.
I meant if you're, like, 17 and, you know, yeah. I'm like, where's this going?
I have a problem, apparently. that was a rough one. And then we all came out, and I'm literally like, what happened? He's, like, talking to me. He's like, yeah, they all followed you in. And I'm like, why? He's like, I don't know. So.
Will was really good at that.
Balls on me. I go up, and I'm like, hey, man, like, if I offended you.
Oh, no.
No, and he goes, I don't remember what he said, but he's like, no, it's all good. Like, he said something like, blah, 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 but no, it's all good. And I'm like, are you sure? Because I'll go, like, if this is a problem, like, I don't want to get fucking jumped by, I mean, these are, you know, they weren't big, but, I mean, they weren't tall, but they were yoked out.
Yeah.
And I'm no fighter.
Fucking yoked out. What does that mean? Yoked out. Look at me.
Like,
I don't know what that means.
No, like if you had...
But
you had,
I think I like it, and I think it might be something I might use.
All right, like, if there's a stagecoach being drawn by bulls,
right.
The part that goes...
Yeah, I know what a yoke is.
Yeah, yoked out. Like you can handle that shit.
Oh. you're gonna see that shit soon. No, I've heard that before. I've never heard that.
No, I've seen it a lot.
Out. Yeah, you'll see. You'll be seeing it a lot. I'm gonna use that shit.
I don't know how. You need to be on Facebook.
But I
more.
Will.
You need to be on Facebook a lot more.
Yeah, I do.
And just be like, oh my god, I had a session today, and he was a total cry creep.
But he was totally yoked out.
Totally
so
yoked out. So what was the other one? There was another good one. Shit. It was your... Oh, fuck. I hate having to go back and listen to my own shows to see how brilliant I am. it was the stars and flowers in the pocket thing.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't as good.
That was pretty good. No, that was good.
No, it was good at the time. It didn't fit here.
No. No stars and flowers.
You know what, though? I would like to see, like, no actual typing. Just be, like, Gina feeling...
Yoked start,
out? No. That's fucking awesome.
I can make that happen.
Great.
I'd like to see how many people would be like, what are you talking about? What does that mean? Yeah.
I had a fun week on Facebook, I'm going to tell you.
Really?
Yeah, yesterday. Did you see this one? Read it out loud if you can see it.
I have the kind of sex appeal that can only be described as, hey, you have big boy hamburger hair. Yeah. And that's awesome.
I got a bit of traffic. Did all right.
Yeah. And you should. Maybe they should sponsor this.
I think so.
Yeah.
Great.
I swear to God, that picture makes me laugh every single time I see it. Oh, I can see it 100 times. I love it.
What picture is it, Rob? Positivity Thursday, sir. He hates that. You don't. I've said this a lot too. I apologize for rehashing, mostly for listeners, not for you. He's been recognized from that picture more than he has from his band. We were in Denver at the Mesa Theater, and there's a guy that I thought they knew each other,
mm-hmm.
and he came up and he goes, "You're the Positivity Thursday guy," and he goes, "God damn it!" And he like walks off.
Well, it's an awesome picture.
I agree. Hitler flip.
I think that was my favorite Hitler flip.
All right, let's do this last one and then we'll kill it. Let's see how long is this one gone? Fuck, man.
Forever. We can just talk.
Hour and a half.
Talk. Yeah.
Quickly. You're the best.
You're the best. Because it's your show.
All right.
Until it's mine.
Hmm.
I like that it's yours, like, now. Sloughed off, like, we're going to interview you. Yeah.
I can't believe you just said sloughed off. It's a famous moment on the show. I'll show you afterward. Last thing, I went on Facebook today
because
we were talking about the healing mm-hmm. stuff. Because this is for real. I think doctors are terrible, but some of us can't even go to the doctor because we have no money mm-hmm. or insurance. So I was asking oils, Reiki, holistic. What do you guys do to get better? I'm going to tell a quick story. I got scabies once.
Mm.
I went to my general practitioner 6 times before I was referred to a dermatologist.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to see her twice after that. Now, before people get all judgmental on me about getting scabies, I couldn't con somebody to fuck me at that time.
I don't really know what scabies are. I mean,
it's body lice.
Oh.
It's not crabs. That's different. Like, okay.
This is going at a whole this is a direction I didn't see all this going.
Let me tell you this. You were not around for this, but like, I mean.
No, I was not.
No. I'm about like 210 right now. Okay, you weren't around for the for the point where I got to 250.
Really?
That's when this happened. No pussy, nothing. They made me retire my jersey. They're like, you're fucking done.
No crying. No, no, it's not gonna happen.
No, I was crying, but it was only me. Now body lice, you can get from scabies. You can get from obviously it's bodily contact, so you can get it from sex.
Okay.
You can also get it from old age homes, daycares, anything where there's a lot of people skin-to-skin contact, right?
Hmm.
And what it is basically they're bugs, and they're not on your skin, they're in your skin.
Hmm.
It was fucking terrible. Good, yeah. I think if I owned a firearm at that time because I couldn't sleep, I'd go to bed nice at like midnight maybe. I'd wake up at 1:30 and like the top of my legs would be on fire. And then I'd go in the bathroom to look, and there's nothing. Like, there's no red marks. Or like, I'm like, what the fuck? And like, I'd just be up. Can't sleep.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
My general practitioner is a dumbass. Not dumbass.
Right.
Had I maybe gone in there and just got naked without him asking, he could have maybe figured it out. But instead, he just kind of threw out
like
all the, like, let's,
ask before you let's get try. Naked, right?
Well, it's polite, I think.
Manners. Yeah.
Exactly. And he just kind of like threw like this stuff at me, like Giardia stuff, fucking ringworm stuff. Like just here, just put these in your face, rub it on your dick, whatever.
I don't really want to see it. I just want it like, here you go, take it.
Exactly. So that's why I hate doctors. And like, and obviously healthcare is on people's mind now.
Yeah.
So what we got from that, what do you do to get better? Oh, I didn't think this one came up. Cool. This is the one that kind of mirrored my whole thing. Paul comes in and he says, It took me 3 copays, 3 doc visits, and 2 doctors to get a simple answer. I've come to the conclusion we're all screwed eventually. It's kind of what I was going after.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy comes in, says holistic, Leslie chiropractic, and she watches her acid alkali balance.
And that's right.
You agree with that? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely.
Sloan, can you show me on the doll where it hurts?
How did I miss that one? That's a good one.
Carlton, smoke weed and watch midget jello wrestling.
How did I miss all these?
I don't know.
I must have just scanned the bottom or something. Sure. I don't know.
Angie, booze, lots of booze. It gets rid of my shakes too. I love that one. That's
these
funny.
Are good people. What? Hilarious. Cool, and then there's me. Cool, I was crew. Serious because apparently I didn't.
You know what? It's funny you said that because I'm like, she did not see those. Like,
no,
she
I
just,
didn't. I didn't read all that. I must have been like some. You know, something going to
happen. Yeah, you chime in with Reiki, massage therapy, acupuncture.
That's serious.
Kimberly, prevention, more serious than you. Mm. Trinity, I take the holistic path whenever possible. Sometimes you can't avoid seeing a doc, at least in my case, but natural methods have allowed me to go far less often.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. Trevor, which I like this one because mm-hmm. this is an old man, Trevor. I'm kidding. He's my buddy.
I'm like,
but he did just go through his first
phase.
He went through his first training phase and won his first MMA fight at a not young age. Let's say that.
Really?
He just comes in with mind over matter.
And that's,
I agree.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. If you're going the mind over matter route, don't forget that you need to take your mind back to the shithole every once in a while. Because if you go all the way positive and healthy and all that kind of stuff without, you know, reminding yourself, you're going to have a fucking crash.
Yeah,
so.
No, it's totally true.
All right. See?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Same page.
Okay. Chelsea, thought I'm dying. She says, let me know if I can help you. I happen to work with an amazing doctor that I'm sure would help a friend out. I replied back, thank you, Chelsea, but I am just capital, just doing pod stuff. K, essential oils. David, mm-hmm. read that one for me.
I snorted. It's so funny. And no, I'm not. That's hilarious.
Read it.
No, what? I usually just rub a few out. Makes me feel better. Doesn't care what ails, though.
You read that. Yeah. You read David's. You weren't just saying that. There was enough of a pause where, like, what? What did you just say?
I'm just throwing some shit out there.
Okay. You're a terrible person. Jordan says dab oil, which I replied, what is that? He says, highly concentrated weed, man. All right.
Okay, can we talk about that for a minute? Have you seen any of the new commercials for getting high can get you a DUI or whatever? Like, have you seen any of those? They're the stupidest fucking things I've ever seen. They make
DUI.
Maybe Colorado. I think they're Colorado-based commercials.
Drive high, get a DUI. There it is.
Yeah,
wait.
It's the most offensive thing to anybody who may think highly about pot. That's a whole other conversation.
Let's play it. Does it poke fun?
The TV one is the best one.
This is not the right one?
I don't know. I think this is the one with the...
How about I already clicked it, so let's find out.
I don't think you're going to understand it, because I didn't. I understood the next one and then realized... Wait a minute.
This is offensive. Are you a pot guy?
I'm not a guy. I have nothing against marijuana.
Are you pro?
Yeah, I'm pro.
Practitioner?
Is
this the one?
Yeah, but I don't know if this one. This one doesn't make any sense. But the next.
Let's just play it. Okay, we got a guy at a barbecue, trying to light the barbecue. raw steak that apparently has been there for a minute. Still trying to start the barbecue. Female.
Okay, what? There's your tagline.
It says grilling high is now illegal.
No, it says driving.
No,
it said driving.
No, it didn't.
Because you can grill and be high if you'd like. It's not against the law.
That's what the fucking
driving.
Thing just said.
No,
well, look at it. Look.
It says driving. No, go back. Grilling and being high is not against the law.
Look, grilling high is now illegal.
It's now legal. It's not illegal to grill when you're high.
Driving to get the propane you forgot isn't. Oh.
Right? They're all like...
I love the annoyed blonde girl with the fucking emo beanie.
OMG.
Is that his... Okay. Who is that? Is that his girlfriend?
Yeah, because she's sitting by herself.
No, that's like, dude.
No, she's sitting by herself.
Baby,
so, yeah,
come over.
Like,
I'll cook dinner for you and your parents.
Because I'm so stupid. And then he got stoned. Stupid. And I can't even. Wait, no propane tank. Wait a minute. Where was I? Yeah, that's offensive, I believe.
If I can't. I'm with you. If I don't know that there's no
not
gas.
Not that I haven't known a guy like that. Yeah, I have, but.
I don't understand.
Danny, I'm not talking about you right now. I'm kidding. No, but I mean, I think that's offensive. Like, that's saying everybody that smokes pot is a dumbass, which I would beg to differ.
All right.
Not
Shannon.
A fan, TJ.
No, I am. And I'll tell you that after. Shannon, I cured my own headache with peppermint oil this week. I'm getting into it hardcore. Oils are the shit. Leave it at that. We get it. Megan, homeopathy, that's kind of non-tolerant, but whatever. Prevention, massage, chiropractic. You missed that joke? Was it not funny?
No, I don't think I get it.
Okay,
cool. I'm
perfect. I hope nobody else does. And they're like, what is he doing? What is he trying for?
What were you? I like the whiskey comment, though. I thought
Suzanne,
that was funny.
Whiskey, yes.
Yeah, good one.
Elizabeth, we cut off any broken limb and grow a new one. Oh, wait. That's a starfish.
That's funny.
Chris Gordon toughs it out because he's a fucking man with a beard and a guitar. I don't know why I said your last name.
A man with an axe. You know, yeah, you just tough it out.
And John comes in saying, I pray. And if that doesn't work, I ask others to pray for me. Worked with what? Worked
West
with
Nile.
West Nile virus. Somewhere between the cold sweats and the mild auditory hallucination, I found a cure. So I think
the
he's kind of trashing God. But okay, I'm
Dude,
with you.
Really?
On that one. I feel like that. I'd have to read that again.
There you go.
I don't know.
I feel like that. That's how I operate.
Well, no, but like, read
no,
that.
I'm, no,
did you see
I'm,
that?
Yeah.
I feel like
and
he
I
prayed, then people
don't understand it.
He prayed, then people prayed, and then he was about to die, and he found a cure. He didn't
or
say
he, found
he didn't
the
say God
cure while hallucinating and had a 70s experience. I don't know.
GinaPhillips.net. This has been a fucking riot. I really appreciate you doing this, and if you ever want to come do it again, you have something like bring the hubby. Again, I apologize, Mr. Phillips, Mr. O'Shaughnessy Phillips.
He's Mr. Phillips. I'm
I don't
Mr.
know.
O'Shaughnessy. He's Mr. Phillips. Yeah.
All right.
This was fun.
We did good, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
Go us. And stay tuned for my new podcast with.
You're a real asshole. Thank you, folks.
TJ
go from
Crying Girls. I'm sorry. I'm trying to
yeah,
close it
the
up.
The home website is tjcryinggirls.com. No, the home site is gofromthere.podbean.com. Go to iTunes, search Go From There, one word, get the thing. Subscribe, download. Also, do Twitter's been huge. Go at GFTpod and Instagram, GFTgram. Kind of simple, probably stupid, but whatever.
I think it's good. It's not stupid.
You on Instagram?
It's good.
You should do that.
I need to.
Yeah. You don't need to, but it's fun. It's like the completely watered down version of all this shit.
Yeah. Pictures? Do I need to have selfies or anything like that? Because
clearly not. It's not going to work out for you.
Perfect.
They might
no,
actually.
It's not. It's not.
They'll
perfect.
Kick you off if you do your selfie.
Yeah, exactly.
The one where things are falling on you. Apparently,
it's true. Where's the phone? I don't know. Yeah.
You're awesome. Thank you so much.
Open doors, so I walk inside. Close my eyes, find my. Face to hide, and the shake as I take it.